All right, we're looking at Isaiah, chapter 11.
Jesaja 11, vad blir det här? Är det så?
And the wilderness will blossom, and the sick and the crippled will be healed.
Marubhumi, phularule phakrnecha, ra biramiharu niko parinecha, ani langadaharu pani niko parinecha.
Sorry, what's Isaiah 35?
Jesaja 35 adhyayama ho.
All right, and the sick and the crippled will be healed. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall the waters break out, and streams in the desert.
Verse 5,
the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped.
अनि पाँच पदमा पनि पढौं, तब अन्धहरूका आँखाहरू खोलिनेछन् र बहिराहरूका कानहरू खोलिनेछन्.
And we see that in other prophecies.
अनि यो कुरा चाहिँ अरू अगमबाणीहरूमा पनि देख्छौं.
Chapter 29, verse 18.
उनन्तीस अध्यायको 18 पदमा.
And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.
अनि त्यस दिन बहिराहरूले पुस्तकका शब्दहरू सुन्नेछन् र धमिलोपनबाट र अन्धकारबाट अन्धहरूका आँखाहरूले देख्नेछन्.
And in Isaiah 33 verse 24,
अनि यशया 33 को 24 पदमा,
the inhabitants shall not say, I'm sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity.
अनि कुनै बासिन्दाले म बिरामी छु भन्ने छैन, त्यसमा बस्ने मानिसहरूको अधर्म क्षमा हुनेछ.
And when Christ came, he showed that he was the Messiah by fulfilling these prophecies. That was why he did the miracles. He was showing that he is the Messiah. He was showing the powers of the world to come. Hebrews 6:5. The powers of the world to come. And we taste a little of those. We have a sample of those, but we don't fully see those.
त्यसको अहिले हामीले केही झलक पाएका हुन्छौँ, तर त्यसलाई पूर्ण रूपले अहिले हामी देख्न
सक्दैनौँ.
यीशुले यी चिन्हहरू देखाउनु
भयो,
त्यसैद्वारा नै हामी जान्न सक्दछौँ कि उहाँ नै ख्रीष्ट हुनुहुन्छ.
You see, that's what Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. He rebuked the Jews because they rejected Jesus, and they should have known that he is the Christ. And so in Acts 2:22,
he
said, men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by you in the midst of him by you in the midst of you, as he ye yourselves also know.
परमेश्वरबाट सामर्थ्यका कामहरू, अचम्मका कामहरू र चिन्हहरूद्वारा तपाईँहरूका निम्ति प्रमाणित गरिनु भएको मानिस हुनुहुन्छ. ती कामहरू परमेश्वरले उहाँद्वारा तपाईँहरूकै बीचमा गर्नुभयो, जसरी तपाईँहरू आफै पनि जान्नुहुन्छ.
So they had no excuse.
त्यसैले उनीहरूलाई अब कुनै बहाना थिएन.
And those were the miracles promised by the prophecies.
अनि यी आश्चर्य कर्महरू चाहिँ अगमबाणीहरूले प्रतिज्ञा गरेका कुरा थिए.
And many times Jesus said, believe on me because of the works.
अनि एकपटक येशूले यसरी भन्नुभयो तिमीहरू ममाथि विश्वास गर मेरो कामहरूको खातिर.
At least 9 or 10 times in the Gospels.
कम्तीमा सुसमाचारको पुस्तकहरूमा कम्तीमा 9 अथवा 10 पटक त्यस्तो तरिकाले कुरा गर्नुभयो.
For example, John 5:36.
उदाहरणको लागि यूहन्ना 5:36 पदमा
I have a greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me.
तर मसँग यूहन्नाको भन्दा ठुलो साक्षी छ, किनकि जुन कामहरू पिताले मलाई पूरा गर्नका निम्ति दिनुभएको छ ती कामहरूले नै जो म गर्दछु पिताले मलाई पठाउनु भएको हो भनी मेरो विषयमा गवाही दिन्छन्.
कामहरू नै. So, the works proved that he was the Messiah.
ती कामहरूले उहाँ मसीह हुनुहुन्छ भनेर प्रमाणित गरे.
The Father sent him.
अनि पिताले पठाउनु भएको कुरा प्रमाणित गरे.
The Old Testament doesn't talk much about the Trinity.
पुरानो नियमले त्रिएकताको धेरै चर्चा गर्दैन.
And it doesn't talk about the Son except twice.
अनि पुत्र भनेर धेरै उल्लेख गर्दैन केवल दुई पटक मात्र.
But as soon as Jesus came, he began talking about the Trinity.
तर यीशु आउनु हुनु भने त्यतिकै उहाँले चाहिँ त्रिएकताको कुरा गर्न थाल्नुभयो.
And the Father and the Son.
पिता अनि पुत्रको बारेमा.
And he did not explain it.
अनि उहाँले त्यसको व्याख्या गर्नु भएन.
He just talked about it.
केवल त्यसलाई उल्लेख गर्नुभयो.
And here he's talking about the Father, the work the Father gave him.
अनि यहाँ उहाँले पिता ले उहाँलाई दिनुभएको कामको बारेमा कुरा गर्दै हुन्छ.
So the Son was sent to earth by the Father.
त्यसैले पुत्र चाहिँ संसारमा पिताद्वारा पठाइनु भएको हो.
And he was given work to do.
अनि उहाँलाई गर्नलाई काम दिनुभएको थियो.
And he said I am doing those works.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो मैले ती कामहरू गर्दैछु.
And the people should know that he's God.
अनि मानिसहरूले चाहिँ
by the works
ती कामहरूद्वारा नै उहाँ परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ भनेर जान्नु पर्थ्यो.
The greatest work that he did was the work on the cross.
उहाँले गर्नुभएको सबैभन्दा ठुलो काम चाहिँ उहाँले क्रुसमा गर्नुभएको काम थियो.
And without that work, then we cannot have any relationship with God.
किनकि त्यो काम बिना परमेश्वरसँग हाम्रो कुनै सम्बन्ध हुन सक्दैन थियो.
Jesus, God, the Father sent him to do that work.
अनि परमेश्वर पिताले चाहिँ त्यो काम गर्न
उहाँलाई
पठाउनु
भएको
थियो.
पिताले
पुत्रलाई संसारको मुक्तिदाता हुनका निम्ति पठाउनु
भयो.
आफू मसीह हो भन्ने कुराको प्रमाण देखाउनु भयो.
And one of the proofs is he healed the blind.
अनि उहाँको प्रमाणहरूमध्ये एउटा यो हो कि उहाँले अन्धहरूको आँखा निको पारिदिनु भयो.
When I was in Israel last month, I went to Jericho.
गएको महिनामा इजरायलमा हुँदाखेरि म यरिहो सहर गएँ.
And there was where Jesus did one of his great miracles.
अनि त्यो सहरले त्यहाँ थियो जहाँ यीशुले आफ्नो एउटा महान आश्चर्य कर्म गर्नुभएको थियो.
There was a blind man named Bartimaeus.
त्यहाँ बर्तिमै नाम गरेका एकजना अन्धा थिए.
Jericho is just a few miles from Jerusalem.
अनि यरिहो चाहिँ यरुसलेमबाट केही किलोमिटर मात्र पर्छ.
Jesus was up around the Sea of Galilee.
अनि यीशु त माथितिर गालिल समुद्रको नजिकमा हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
Now he was ready to go to the cross.
तर अब चाहिँ उहाँ क्रुसमा जान तयार हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
So he came down to Israel, up to Israel.
त्यसैले उहाँ चाहिँ
down to Israel,
इजरायलमा झर्नुभयो.
And to Jericho.
अनि यरिहोमा आउनुभयो.
Right near the Jordan River.
यर्दन नदीको छेउमा.
You can see Jericho from the Jordan.
यर्दनबाट यरिहो देख्न सकिन्छ.
And it was there, that was and so he was going now to Jerusalem.
त्यसैले अब चाहिँ यीशु यरुसलेम तर्फ लाग्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो. त्यो चाहिँ माथितिर लाग्नु
त्यो
पश्चिम दिशामा लाग्नु पर्ने थियो. तर त्यो माथितिर भनेको किन छ भने किनभने उकालो चढ्दै माथि
जाने
त्यो चाहिँ कठिन हिँडाइ थियो.
And as he's going out of the town, Bartimaeus heard about it.
अनि उहाँ यरिहोबाट बाहिर निस्किँदै गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ बर्तिमाईले उहाँको बारेमा सुने.
And he cried out.
अनि उनी कराए.
And they said, be quiet.
अनि अरूले भने चुप लाग.
And he cried out the more.
त ऊ झन कराए.
And Jesus stopped.
यीशु रोकिनुभयो.
See, he called on Jesus.
यीशुलाई पुकारेको थियो.
There are the blind people in Israel.
इजरायलमा अरूहरू पनि अन्धहरू थिए.
They didn't call.
उनीहरूले पुकारेनन्.
But Bartimaeus called.
When
a man calls, when a sinner calls, Jesus always answers.
जब एउटा पापीले पुकार गर्दछ, यीशुले जहिले पनि सुन्नुहुन्छ.
And Jesus healed him.
अनि उसलाई निको पार्नुभयो यीशुले.
And he healed many blind.
उहाँले थुप्रै अन्धहरूले निको पार्नुभयो.
It's easy for him.
उहाँको लागि सजिलो थियो.
Those were the signs. They should have known who he was. But those were just a little taste of the future. We're not in the kingdom now. We don't have those miracles now. Pentecostals say we do.
But Pentecostal badiharu bhanchan ki hamisanga tesko aashirya karma cha.
But they need to prove it.
Tara unharule ta pramanit garera dekhaunu paryo ni ta.
Okay, if you can do those miracles, do it.
Tesko aashirya karma garna saknuhuncha ni garera dekhaunus.
They cannot.
Tumi sakdainan.
Many times I've been to the meetings of the best healers in the world.
Ma dherai dherai patak sanchar ko sabai bhanda सर्वोत्कृष्ट चन्दाकर्ताहरू भन्नाहरूको मिटिङहरूमा गएको छु. सबभन्दा नामुद पेन्टेकोस्टल
चन्दाकर्ता
संसारमा प्रख्यात नाम.
मैले
देखेँ त्यहाँ चाहिँ लङ्गडाहरूलाई चाहिँ व्हील चेयरमा घुराएर
ल्याइरहेको.
अनि त्यहाँ यतिजना छन् बिरामी मानिसहरू.
And the healer gets up.
अनि सँगैकर्ता माथि मञ्चमा
चढ्छ. And he takes up offering.
अनि उसले चाहिँ भेटीहरू सङ्कलन गर्छ.
They always take up a big offering.
सबै सधैँ त्यो सँगैकर्ताहरूले थुप्रै भेटी लिन्छ.
You give me money, God will give you money.
अनि उसले भन्छ, तिमी मलाई पैसा दियो, तपाईँहरू मलाई पैसा दिनुहोस् अनि परमेश्वरले तपाईँहरूलाई पैसा दिनुहुन्छ.
And then they say, God's gonna heal.
अनि त्यस्तो जुन भन्छ ल परमेश्वरले अब निको पार्न लाग्नुभयो.
अनि
त्यो मिटिङ सकिसकेपछि सबैजनाले व्हील चेयरहरू फेरि गुडाएर फर्केर घर लाग्छ.
Yeah, people shout.
Oh, मान्छेहरू कराउँछन्.
And they lie.
तर उनीहरू झुट बोल्छन्.
They lie.
उनीहरू झुट बोल्छन्.
They one of the most famous is Benny Hinn.
सबभन्दा प्रख्यात मध्येमा चाहिँ बेनी हिन नाम गरेको हो.
One of the most famous.
सबभन्दा प्रख्यात मध्येमा पर्छ.
He went to Fiji Islands.
उनले चाहिँ Fiji टापु आइल्यान्ड भन्ने
ठाउँमा गए. I've been there a couple times.
त्यहाँ पनि मैले केही पटक
प्रचार गरेँ.
त्यहाँ पनि सुन्दर ठाउँ हो.
Well, Benny Hinn went there to heal.
बेनी हिन चाहिँ त्यहाँ अब सँगै
गरे. They had a big meeting.
ठुलो एउटा सभा राखे.
And I have a friend, so he went over there just to watch.
He was taking some
pictures. And he was sitting there watching the people come in.
Taking some pictures.
And then later they had the meeting. And this one man came up and said, I've been healed, I was crippled.
अनि एउटा मान्छे त्यहाँ आएर भन्यो, म निको भएँ, म चाहिँ लङ्गडा
थिएँ,
अब म हिँड्न सक्छु.
I throw away my crutches.
मेरो बैसाखी फालिदिन्छु.
Everybody shouting.
सबैजना कराउँदै थिए.
Give me more money.
झन्झन पैसा दिँदै थिए.
And my friend said he saw that on the television that night.
अनि मेरो साथीले भन्यो, त्यस रात चाहिँ त्यो टिभीमा मेरो साथीले त्यो देखे थियो घटनाको.
And he went back, he looked at his pictures.
अनि पछि गएर चाहिँ आफ्नो फोटोहरूलाई हेरे थियो.
And he actually had a photo of that man walking in with his crutches, carrying his crutches.
अनि
त्यही मान्छे
आफ्नो बैसाखी लिएर हिँडिरहेको देखियो. त्यही मान्छे
carrying his crutches. He's not crippled.
ऊ चाहिँ वास्तवमा लङ्गडो थिएन, खालि उसको बैसाखी लिएर मात्र.
He never was crippled.
ऊ कहिले पनि लङ्गडो थिएन.
He brought the crutches in to make a show.
उसले त्यो बैसाखी किन ल्यायो भने एउटा प्रदर्शनी गर्नलाई.
Many lies.
धेरैजना झुट बोल्छन्.
When people came to Jesus, he always healed them.
जब मानिसहरू यीशुमा आए, उहाँले जहिले पनि निको
पार्नु. He didn't say, no, your case is too hard for me.
यीशुले कहिले भन्नुभयो, ओहो, तिम्रो अवस्था चाहिँ ज्यादै गाह्रो छ मेरो लागि.
You've been crippled too long.
तिमी त धेरै समय भयो लङ्गडो भएको.
Never happened. Either you can heal or you can't heal.
When I was in Bible
college, I had a
friend.
He was spastic. You know that? It means he shakes all the time. He can't control his
arms.
Spastic. Very smart. But he can't control his body. And so he's always flailing about.
Hard for him.
And he likes to play jokes on these Pentecostals. He'd go to their meetings. And so they see him coming.
He's
flailing
around.
And so they know there's trouble there. See, they like to say that they healed the stomach problem. But you can't see it. But to him, you can see it very clearly. He's got a problem. So they don't let him come to the front. They're liars. I've studied that for many years. Because I believe in God's healing. And if God is still having the gift of healing, I want to find it.
And yedi parmeshwar le aile pani sangai ko bardan bata gardai hununcha bhane ma tyo janna chahanchu.
But that's not what he's doing today.
Tara aaja tyo waha le garirahanu bhayeko chaina.
We don't have Christ here, we don't have the apostles here.
Hami sanga Christ aile tesari hununna ani prayer hami sanga chainan.
But that's just a little taste of the future.
Yo sangai jun prabhu le garnu bhayeko chai bhavishya ko sano jhalak ko swad ma.
There will be healing in Christ's kingdom.
Christ ko rajya ma tya sangai hunecha.
And when the babies are born, they will be perfect.
Jaba bachha haru janminchha unharu siddha hunchan.
In Psalm 103 verse 3.
Bhajan sangrah 103 ko 3 pad ma.
Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
And so
we have some of that today. He does heal many diseases today. But the fullness of this promise is for the future. Look at verse 5. So that who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. We don't have that fully today either. The older you get, the tireder you get. You lose your strength. And you lose more and more. So this is, it's for the day, but it's mostly for the future. God does give us strength day by day.
But
not perfect.
Strength
goes away in this world because we're dying. But there will be the perfect healing in the kingdom. Perfect strength. Never tired. And so we see the healing power, and also there will be healing power in the trees. In Ezekiel 47, this is the prophecy of the coming temple.
Mandir ko bare ma lekheko agamani ho.
And there will be a river that flows from the throne.
अनि त्यहाँ एउटा नदी हुनेछ जो सिंहासनबाट निस्केर आउनेछ.
A real river.
एउटा अस्तिको नदी हुनेछ.
It will flow from the throne. It will flow down through the Dead Sea.
अनि त्यो सिंहासनबाट त्यो नदी निस्केर आउनेछ र तल तल गर्दै मृत सागरसम्म जानेछ.
And it will heal the desert.
अनि त्यसले नै मरुभूमिलाई चाहिँ निको पार्नेछ.
Nothing can live in that sea today.
आज त्यो मृत सागरमा एउटै प्राणी बाँच्न सक्दैन.
But in that day there will be fish.
तर त्यो दिनमा चाहिँ त्यहाँ माछाहरू हुनेछन्.
But there will be trees on both sides of the river.
तर त्यो नदीको दुवै तर्फ रुखहरू पनि हुनेछन्.
Verse 12.
बारौं पदमा.
By the river, upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade. Neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed, and shall bring forth new fruit according to its months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary. And the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof shall be for medicine.
अनि त्यस नदीको छेउमा त्यसको किनारमा यतापट्टि र उतापट्टि भोजन दिने सब प्रकारका रुखहरू उम्रिनेछन् जसको पात ओइलिने छैन न त त्यसको फल सिद्धिनेछ त्यसले आफ्ना महिनाहरूमा नयाँ फल दिनेछ किनभने त्यसको पानी चाहिँ पवित्र स्थानबाट निस्केर आउँछ अनि त्यसको फल भोजनका निम्ति र त्यसको पात औषधिका निम्ति हुनेछ.
So beautiful trees.
त्यसले यहाँ सुन्दर रुखहरू हुनेछन्
Both sides of the river.
रुखको दुवैपट्टि हुनेछन्
And they will be for food.
अनि ती चाहिँ खानको लागि फलफुल सहित हुनेछन्
They will be the fruit that explodes in your mouth.
यसको फल हुनेछ जो तपाईँको मुखमा विस्फोटन हुनेछ.
That's in the Hebrew.
त्यो नै हिब्रूमा हो.
And there will be leaf for medicine.
अनि यसको पात चाहिँ औषधिका निम्ति हुनेछ.
So there will not see there will be different kinds of people in the kingdom.
त्यस बेला राज्यमा फरक फरक वर्गका मानिसहरू हुनेछ.
Angels will be there.
त्यहाँ स्वर्गदूतहरू हुनेछन्.
And we'll see them.
उनीहरूलाई देख्ने छ.
You'll see them today.
पहिले त देख्न सक्दैनौ.
They're here, but you don't see them.
उनीहरू यहाँ छन् तर देख्दैनौ.
And there will be the New Testament saints.
अनि त्यहाँ नयाँ नियम समयको विश्वासीहरू हुनेछन्.
The Old Testament saints in the resurrection body.
अनि पुरानो नियमका विश्वासीहरू चाहिँ उनीहरूको बौरी उठेका शरीरहरूमा हुनेछन्.
Resurrected people.
उनीहरूलाई बौरी उठेका व्यक्ति.
Bodies like Jesus.
उनीहरूको शरीर चाहिँ यीशुको जस्तै हुनेछ.
And we can Jesus can eat, but he doesn't have to eat.
अनि यीशुले खान सक्नुहुन्छ तर खानै पर्छ भन्ने छैन.
He ate fish.
उहाँले माछा खानुभयो.
After his resurrection.
बौरी उठ्नु भएपछि.
But he doesn't have to eat.
तर उहाँले खानै पर्छ भन्ने छैन.
And then there will be ordinary people.
अनि सामान्य मानिसहरू पनि हुनेछन् त्यहाँ.
The kind of people that die.
जस्तो मानिसहरू जो मर्छन्.
And so there will be the need for medicine. You need to be careful about medicine. See, this will be God's medicine. But you need to be careful because this world belongs to the devil. And there are many evil men in the medicine business.
There's
a lot of money in the medicine business.
So
everybody gets sick sometimes. So that's a good business. There's a lot of wicked men in that business.
And
they open a shop. And they say, I can heal. But they're liars. For example, Ayurvedic medicine. What is that? Hinduism. They say it came from the Hindu gods. I have the Ayurvedic encyclopedia. And in the front it says, It came from the God.
अगाडि नै त्यहाँ आफ्नो लेखेको छ यो चाहिँ देवताहरूबाट आएको हो.
Well, I know who they are.
अब त्यो देवताहरूको दुष्ट आत्मा.
I don't want any medicine from the devil.
दुष्ट आत्माहरूको औषधि त चाहिएन.
You want medicine from the devil?
तपाईँ चाहनुहुन्छ दुष्ट आत्माहरूको औषधि?
No, well, don't go to Ayurvedic then.
चाहनुहुन्न भने त्यसलाई आयुर्वेदमा नजानुहोस्.
That's medicine from the Hindu religion, which is the devil.
You
don't know what you get there. You might get a demon there. Might be a demon in that bottle.
The
Bible says, do not touch the evil thing.
If you
need medicine, you get good advice from someone who loves God.
And has some
wisdom.
But
don't go to the devil for your medicine.
Alright,
but we see that there will still be need for medicine in the kingdom.
During
that first 1,000 years. There will be aging and death in that kingdom.
Zechariah
8:3. Not for the resurrected believer, but for the other people.
You could say, "Bodhi take a vishwas here to nindi the hoina, but aru the samanya sharir ma."
Who are the other people?
Ye manisaru aru aru ko na.
Well, when Jesus comes, he will judge the nations.
Aba kura esto, Jesus jab aununsa, wahan lese paila.
And some people will enter the kingdom.
But they will
die. And they will have children, and their children will be normal people.
And right.
And we see here in Zechariah 8:4. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for very age.
सेनाहरुको परमप्रभु यसो भन्नुहुन्छ यरुशलेमका सडकहरुमा फेरि वृद्ध पुरुषहरु र वृद्ध स्त्रीहरु बस्नेछन् अनि उनीहरु धेरै भएकोले हरेकको हातमा आफ्नो लौरो हुनेछ.
And there'll be children there, verse 5.
अनि त्यहाँ बालबच्चाहरू पनि हुनेछन् पाँचौ पदमा उल्लेख छ अनि त्यस सहरका सडकहरू त्यसका सडकहरूमा खेलिरहेका केटाहरू र केटीहरूले भरिएका हुनेछन्.
Alright, so the normal people will be there.
त्यसले त्यहाँ चाहिँ सामान्य शरीरका मानिसहरू पनि हुनेछन्.
And they can be saved by believing in Christ.
अनि उनीहरूले मुक्ति पाउन सक्छन् प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टमा विश्वास गरेर.
But they will die.
तर उनीहरू मर्नेछन्.
And there will be a need for medicine.
अनि उनीहरूको लागि चाहिँ औषधिको आवश्यकता पर्नेछ.
But man's normal life will be long again, like before the flood.
तर मानिसको सामान्य आयु चाहिँ अब फेरि लामो हुनेछ, ठिक जसरी जस्तो चाहिँ जलप्रलय भन्दा अगाडि हुने गर्थ्यो.
In verse 4 it says, he'll have his staff in his hand for very age.
सार पदमा उल्लेख छ अनि उनीहरू धेरै भएकोले हरेकको हातमा आफ्नो लौरो हुनेछ.
धेरै भएकोले. Oh,
hey, bro.
My mom's 92.
मेरो आमा 92 वर्ष पुग्नु भयो.
But compared to before the flood, that's very young.
तर जलप्रलय अगाडिको मानिसहरूको तुलनामा त उहाँ त जवानै हुनुहुन्छ.
Man's lifespan will be like a tree.
मानिसको आयु चाहिँ रुखको आयु जस्तै हुनेछ.
They shall not build and another inhabit, they shall not plant and another eat, for as the days of a tree are the days of my people. My elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands.
उनीहरूले बनाउने तर अर्कोले बास गर्ने, उनीहरूले रोप्ने तर अर्कोले खाने, त्यस्तो हुने छैन. किनकि मेरो प्रजाको आयु रुखको आयु झै हुनेछ र मेरा सुनिएकाहरूले आफ्ना हातहरूको काम धेरै समयसम्म उपभोग गर्नेछ.
Men will die young because of sin.
मानिसहरू जवानमै मर्छन् यदि उनीहरूले पाप गरे भने.
Look at verse 20 and 22 here in this chapter. Let's see. We just read verse 22. All right, let's start at verse 20. Let's read verse 20. Okay. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not fulfilled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old. But the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed.
त्यहाँ थोरै दिन मात्र बाँच्ने दुधै बालक र आफ्नो आयु पुरा नगर्ने वृद्ध मानिस फेरि कहिले हुने छैनन्, किनकि ठिटा घरि 100 वर्षको भई मर्नेछ, तर 100 वर्षको भएर पनि पापी मानिस श्रापित हुनेछ.
So if someone dies at 100, it'd be like he died when he was a child now.
यदि कोही 100 वर्ष पुगेर मर्यो भने त्यो भनेको चाहिँ अहिले एउटा बालकै भएर मर्नु बराबर हुन्छ हुनेछ.
And it will be because of some crime he will do against God's law.
त्यो मृत्यु चाहिँ उसले परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था विरुद्धमा केही अपराध गरेको कारणले हुनेछ.
So the men will live long lives, even the natural men.
त्यसैले कि प्राकृतिक मानिसहरू पनि लामो लामो आयु लिएर बाँच्नेछन्.
Death is the last enemy that God will conquer.
मृत्यु चाहिँ परमेश्वरले पराजित गर्नुहुने अन्तिम शत्रु हो.
Not in the millennium,
हजार वर्षको अवधिमा चाहिँ होइन,
but in the new heaven and the new earth.
तर नयाँ आकाश र नयाँ पृथ्वीमा चाहिँ.
Then there will be no death.
अब चाहिँ मृत्यु कहिले हुने छैन.
We read that in Revelation 21:4.
यो कुरा चाहिँ हामी प्रकाशको 21 चार पदमा पढ्छौँ.
God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death.
अनि परमेश्वरले उनीहरूका आँखाहरूबाट सबै आँसु पुछिदिनुहुनेछ, अनि मृत्यु कहिले हुने छैन. प्रकाश 21:4.
Wonderful words.
सुन्दर शब्दहरू नि.
But for the unsaved, there's nothing but death.
तर एउटा मुक्ति नपाएको व्यक्तिको लागि केवल मृत्यु मात्र छ.
The first death, spiritual death.
पहिलो मृत्यु आत्मिक मृत्यु हो.
The separation of the spirit from God.
आत्मा परमेश्वरबाट अलग हुनुको मृत्यु.
The second death, the physical death.
दोस्रो चाहिँ त्यसपछि शारीरिक मृत्यु छ.
The third death, eternal judgment in the lake of fire.
तेस्रो मृत्यु चाहिँ अनन्त मृत्यु, जो चाहिँ अनन्तको आगोमा.
But for the believer, there will come a time when there will be no more death.
तर विश्वासीको लागि चाहिँ एउटा समय आउनेछ जब मृत्यु कहिल्यै हुने छैन.
So we see the healing, we see the long life in the kingdom.
हामी देख्यौँ राज्यमा हुने चङ्गाई र राज्यमा हुने लामो आयु.
There will be four kinds of people there.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ चार किसिमका मानिसहरू हुनेछन्.
The angels,
स्वर्गदूतहरू.
Matthew 25:31.
Matthew 25:31.
Jesus will come with his angels.
यीशु आफ्ना दूतहरूको साथमा आउनुहुनेछ.
And then the born again Christians.
अनि नयाँ जन्म पाएका क्रिश्चियनहरू हुनेछन्.
1 Corinthians 15 says we'll be resurrected.
पहिलो कोरिन्थी 15 अध्यायले भन्दछ हामी बौरी उठाइएका हुनेछौँ.
And then number 3, the resurrected Jews.
नम्बर 3 चाहिँ बौरी उठाएका यहुदीहरू हुनेछन्.
The saved Jews.
बाँचेका यहुदीहरू.
We read about them in Daniel 12:1-3. Daniel was standing there among them.
Daniel पनि त्यहाँ उनीहरूको बीचमा उभिनेछन्.
Abraham
त्यहाँ हुनेछन्.
And Isaiah and all those people.
यशायाह लगायत ती सबै मानिसहरू हुनेछन्.
Adam will be there.
Adam पनि हुनेछन्.
Adam and Eve.
Adam र हव्वा.
You want to talk to Adam and Eve?
Adam र हव्वासँग कुरा गर्न चाहनुहुन्छ?
They'll be there.
उनीहरू त्यहाँ हुनेछन्.
How do you know? They accepted the salvation that God offered them.
हामीलाई त्यो थाहा छ किनभने उनीहरूले चाहिँ परमेश्वरले दिन प्रदान गर्नुभएको मुक्तिलाई उनीहरूले ग्रहण गरे.
The clothing and coat skin signified Christ's salvation.
उनीहरूले ग्रहण गरेको त्यो वस्त्र चाहिँ परमेश्वरबाटको मुक्ति लाई धार्मिकतालाई चाहिँ दर्शाइरहेको थियो.
So they'll be there.
त्यसैले उनीहरू त्यहाँ हुनेछन्.
Alright. But also we're going back to Isaiah 35.
तर फेरि हामी यसैया 35 फर्केर जाँदैछौँ.
All right, Isaiah 35, there will be joy and singing everywhere. Verse 2, and rejoice even with joy and singing. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing.
And
verse 10 says that the sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
And
many prophecies say this.
It
will be kingdom of joy.
You say Anand ko rajya hunecha.
There will be no depression.
Yeah, kahile shok depression hune chaina.
No fear.
Dar hune chaina.
None of the troubles that cause sighing in this world.
Tesa kunai kura hune chainan jasto aile ko sansar ma suskera halna hamlai lagauncha.
Prophecies emphasize this.
Kumbhaniharule yes kura lai chai yesari jod dincha.
God is joyful.
Parmeshwar anand purna parmeshwar hununcha.
Psalm 119 verse 2.
Parinta lekhse tunais ko dui pad.
Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king.
And
verse 5, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their bed.
And verse 5, पवित्र जनहरू महिमामा आनन्दित हुन् उनीहरू आफ्ना उच्छानहरूमा उच्च स्वरले गाउन्
Isaiah 12 verse 3
अनि यशायाह 12 को 3 पद
Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation
यसैकारण तिमीहरूले उद्धारका मुहानहरूबाट आनन्द साथ पानी भर्नेछौ
They'll throw the bucket in the well.
And
they'll pull it up.
And
it'll be full of joy.
It's Isaiah
29:19. Wouldn't you like to have a drink of joy?
A
while ago, Pradesh said, you want something to drink?
And so I
got a
Coke.
There's no joy in a
Coke.
But here, God is talking about getting joy like water.
There's no
joy in this water. But in God's water, there will be joy.
And
you say, give me a glass of joy.
I'm
happy, but I want some more joy.
In
chapter 29, verse 19, the meek shall increase their joy in the
Lord.
The poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One.
Joy
everywhere. Joy by everybody.
On
the way up here, I stopped by the road.
This
old lady was sitting there. Very old. And she looked at me. She didn't have any teeth.
And
she smiled real big.
And I thought,
what is wrong with that woman?
And यो वृद्ध आइमालाई के समस्या
परेको छ
के मसँग बाट पैसा चाहेको हो कि
किन
त्यस्तो तरिकाले हाँस्दै हुनुहुन्छ
This is not a smiling world usually.
यो संसार त वास्तवमा यसरी हाँस्ने संसार त होइन
Someone that smiles big is unusual.
यदि कोही ठुलो हाँसो गर्छन् भने केही न केही असाधारण छ त्यहाँ
But it won't be in that world.
तर त्यो संसारमा चाहिँ असाधारण हुने छैन
In Isaiah 49:13.
अनि यसैया 49 को 49:13.
Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing.
हे आकाशो गीत गाओ अनि हे पृथ्वी आनन्दित हो अनि हे पहाडहरू हो गाई उठ किनकि परमप्रभुले आफ्नो प्रजालाई सान्त्वना दिनुभएको छ र आफ्ना कष्टमा परेका जनहरू माथि दया गर्नुहुनेछ यो कविता हो
But it will be the reality.
तर यो वास्तविकता हुनेछ
अनि
यसैया 51:3
For the Lord shall comfort Zion, he shall comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found therein. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody.
किनकि परमप्रभुले सियोनलाई आनन्द सान्त्वना दिनुहुनेछ उहाँले त्यसका सबै उजाड भएका ठाउँहरूलाई सान्त्वना दिनुहुनेछ अनि उहाँले त्यसको उजाड स्थानलाई अदन झैँ र त्यसको मरुभूमिलाई परमप्रभुको बगैँचा झैँ तुल्याउनुहुनेछ त्यसभित्र हर्ष र आनन्द धन्यवाद र सङ्गीतको ध्वनि पाइनेछन्
Full of joy, kingdom full of joy.
यो राज्य हर्षले भरपूर हुनेछ
That's not the devil's kingdom.
यो त शैतानको राज्य होइन
He says to young people, come, you find joy.
शैतानले जवानहरूलाई व्यक्तिहरूलाई भन्छ आओ तिमी आनन्दित हुनु
But it's a lie.
त्यो झुटा हो
In verse 11,
11 पदमा
Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion singing. And to Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. And they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away.
Yes, कारण परमप्रभुका छुटकारा पाएकाहरू फर्कनेछन् र सियोनमा गीतहरू गाउँदै आउनेछन् अनि उनीहरूका शिरहरूमाथि आनन्द आनन्द हुनेछ उनीहरूले हर्ष र आनन्द पाउनेछन् अनि शोक र सुस्केर भागी जानेछन्
Everlasting joy.
उल्लेख छ कि अनन्त आनन्द हुनेछ
Joy in this world is not lasting.
यस संसारमा हुने आनन्द रहिरहने आनन्द हुँदैन
Too many troubles.
धेरै समस्या छ
But in that world, the joy will come and it will never go
away. And
every day you go and say, are you happy?
And they'll
say, I'm happier than I was yesterday. Forever. That's what God promises. That is His salvation. It's not a religion.
यो धर्म होइन
In Isaiah 55:12.
यसैया 55 को बारेमा
For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
किनकि तिमीहरू आनन्द साथ निस्केर जानेछौ र शान्तिसित डोर्याइनेछौ पहाडहरू र डाँडाहरू तिमीहरूको अघि अघि गाई उठ्नेछन् र मैदानका सबै रुखहरूले ताली बजाउनेछन्
I like birds.
मलाई चराहरू मनपर्छ
I like to study birds.
चराहरूको अध्ययन गर्न मलाई मनपर्छ
If you want to learn something, study creation. Learn about God.
केही कुरा सिक्न चाहनुहुन्छ भने तपाईँ अध्ययन गर्नुहोस् सृष्टिलाई अध्ययन गर्नुहोस्
परमेश्वरलाई
सिक्नुहोस् त्यसरी कुनै पनि
He made it all so we can learn about God.
सृष्टिको कुनै पनि भाग अध्ययन गर्नुहोस् किनभने सबै उहाँले बनाउनु भएको र त्यसबाट परमेश्वरको ज्ञान
I like songbirds.
मलाई चाहिँ गीत गाउने चराहरू मनपर्छ
They're amazing creatures.
उनीहरू उद्देश्यका चराहरू
उनीहरू
गीतहरू गाउन सक्छन्
Some of them can sing in harmony themselves.
कुनै कुनै चराहरू आफै नै स्वर एकभन्दा बढी स्वरहरू मिलाएर गाउन सक्छन्
एउटा
सानो चराले चाहिँ दुई किसिमको लयहरू एकैचोटि बजाउन सक्छन् गाउन सक्छन्
They have an amazing music box that God gave them.
परमेश्वरले उनीहरूलाई दिनुभएको अचम्मको सङ्गीत यन्त्र उनीहरूसँग छ
And some of them sang duets.
अनि कोही कोही चाहिँ दुईजना मिलेर गाउँछन्
Some of them sang trios. Some of them sang two sets of duets. Two birds here. Singing together.
That's
all. Now, did they go to school? They didn't go to school. God made that. And they don't say, your note was wrong. They always get the right note. That's God. We have to work so hard to get the note right.
That's
what we want then. The God that made the birds made man. And we don't yet see what man really is. I love to study the birds. And they sing. When I was in Israel this time, I noticed the birds. And they're singing. I never heard birds sing so much as I heard in Israel this time. I think they know what's coming. And they're getting ready. The creation will sing, the Bible says. They're finding that there is actually music everywhere. In the creation. Well, the creation is crippled now. See, it says the lungs will sing. Well, they will. This is poetry, but it's more than poetry. Joy everywhere. In Isaiah 60 verse 15, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many nations, the generations.
यद्यपि तँ त्यागिएकी र घृणा गरिएकी थिएस यहाँसम्म कि कोही पनि तँबाट भएर जाँदैन थियो तर म तँलाई सदा रहिरहने सर्वश्रेष्ठता पुस्ता पुस्ताको हर्ष ठहराउनेछु.
Chapter 61, verse
3.
They shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations. That's not the right verse. Let's see. Verse 7. I'm sorry, I read the wrong verse.
Yeah.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
सिउनका विलाप गर्नेहरूका निम्ति नियुक्त गर्नलाई उनीहरूलाई खरानीको सट्टामा सुन्दरता, विलापको सट्टामा आनन्दको तेल, खिन्नताको आत्माको सट्टामा प्रसन्नताको खासो दिनलाई, फलस्वरूप उनीहरू धार्मिकताका वृक्षहरू, परम प्रभुद्वारा रोपिएकाहरू कहलाइयुन्, फलस्वरूप उहाँ महिमित हुनुहुनेछ.
एन्ड वर्स 7.
अनि सातौं पदमा,
देयरफोर इन देयर ल्यान्ड दे शल पोसेस द डबल, एभरलास्टिङ जॉय shall be upon them.
तिनीहरूका शर्मको सट्टामा तिमीहरूले दोब्बर पाउनेछौ, अनि अपमानको सट्टामा उनीहरू आफ्नो भागमा रमाउनेछन्. यसकारण आफ्नो देशमा उनीहरूले दोब्बर भागमाथि अधिकार गर्नेछन्. उनीहरूले सदा रहिरहने आनन्द हुनेछ उनीहरूलाई.
Like a bride at the wedding.
जस्तै एउटा विवाहमा भएको एउटा दुलही.
Most Hindu weddings aren't very happy.
I've
seen many Hindu brides on their wedding day. They go by in the car. Everyone wants to look at them. They don't look very happy. Because they're not. Because usually they had no choice in marriage. And they're going home to be the servant to his parents. Not very happy occasion. But a beautiful wedding in God's will is very happy. And God said the whole creation will be like that. In chapter
65,
verse
18,
he Be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing, and her people, a joy.
तर जुन कुरा म सृष्टि गर्छु त्यसमा तिमीहरू सदा सर्वदा आनन्दित हो रमा किनकि हेर म यरुशलेमलाई एउटा रमाहट र त्यसका मानिसहरूलाई एउटा हर्षको रूपमा सृष्टि गर्छु
In verse 19
अनि 19 पदमा अनि म यरुशलेममा रमाउनेछु र मेरो प्रजामा आनन्दित हुनेछु अनि त्यसमा न रोएको स्वर न चिच्याएको आवाज फेरि कहिले सुनिने छ
Many more we could read.
अनि हामीले त थुप्रै थुप्रै अझ पढ्न सक्ने थियौँ
So that is emphasis of the prophecy.
It would
be a kingdom of joy. People think, oh, if I go to Jesus, I'll be so sad.
He can
take away all my fun.
Now,
Jesus is the happiest person in the universe. And he wants to give his people happy.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ आफ्नो जनहरूलाई यो खुसी दिन चाहन्छ
It starts in this world.
यो चाहिँ यही संसारमा सुरु हुन्छ
But in this world we live in a body of death.
अनि यो संसारमा चाहिँ हामी एउटा मृत शरीरमा जिरहेका छौँ
And there are many troubles.
अनि त्यहाँ धेरै समस्याहरू छन्
There is no full joy in this world.
अनि पूर्ण आनन्द छैन यो संसारमा
But in the next world there is nothing but joy.
तर अर्को संसारमा भने यहाँ आनन्द बाहेक अरू केही छैन
Amazing prophecies. God is a cheerful person. We read about Jesus in Psalm
45.
I'm going to take a few more minutes. You preacher boys don't get to follow my example. You can translate that.
म अझ केही समय लिनेवाला छु र तपाईँ प्रचारक भाइहरूले चाहिँ डोन्ट फलो माई एक्जाम्पल
तपाईँहरूले
चाहिँ मेरो नमुना पछ्याउन चाहिँ तपाईँहरूलाई मौका छैन तपाईँहरूले चाहिँ अनुशासन
सिक्नुपर्छ
अब मसँग त भन्ने कुरा धेरै छ तपाईँसँग त भन्ने कुरा धेरै छैन धेरै थाहा छैन
तपाईँलाई Psalm 45. I'm talking to our preachers. Look at this. This is God the Father talking about God the Son. Yes, we learned that in Hebrews 1:8-9.
अध्यायको आठ नौ पद
दिस इज गॉड द फादर स्पीकिंग
कि यो खण्डमा चाहिँ पिता परमेश्वर बोल्दै
हुनुहुन्छ माय हार्ट इज डिजायरिंग अ गुड म्याटर वर्स वन
एक पद एउटा सुन्दर विषयले मेरो हृदय
भरिएको
कुरा के हो
हिज सन
उहाँको पुत्र हो
दे लव इच अदर इन अ भेरी अमेजिङ वे हुज टॉकिंग
त्यहाँ पछाडि कुरा गर्न त्यस्तो बोल्दैछ डिस्टर्बन्स
के यु डिस्टर्ब अदर्स
अरूलाई डिस्टर्ब
आई सन 45 is God the Father talking about God the Son.
45 अध्यायले चाहिँ परमेश्वर पिता परमेश्वर पुत्रको बारेमा कुरा गर्दिनुहुन्छ.
He says in verse 2, Thou art fairer than the children of men.
दुई पदमा उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ तपाईँ मानिसका सन्तान भन्दा सुन्दर हुनुहुन्छ.
In other words, He's the fairest of all.
अर्थात् उहाँ नै सबैभन्दा सुन्दर हुनुहुन्छ.
He's the man of man.
उहाँ नै मानिसहरूको पनि मानिस हुनुहुन्छ.
One day he's going to gird on his sword, verse 3.
तीन पदमा एक दिन उहाँले आफ्नो तरवार कम्मरमा भिर्नुहुनेछ.
And judge the rebels.
अनि उहाँले विद्रोहीहरूको न्याय गर्नुहुनेछ.
But notice what it says here. In verse 7.
तर यहाँ सातौं पदमा लेखेको कुरालाई ध्यान दिनुहोस्.
At verse 6, God calls him God.
अनि छ पदमा पनि जहाँ चाहिँ परमेश्वरले पुत्रलाई परमेश्वर भनेर सम्बोधन गर्नुहुन्छ
Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever.
हे परमेश्वर तपाईँको सिंहासन सदा सर्वदा रहन्छ
Well, that's God the Father talking to God the Son.
हो यो त परमेश्वर पिता परमेश्वर पुत्रको बारेमा कुरा गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ
Look at verse 7.
अनि सातौं पदमा हेर्नुहोस् तपाईँ धार्मिकतालाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ र अधर्मलाई घृणा गर्नुहुन्छ यसकारण परमेश्वरले तपाईँका परमेश्वरले तपाईलाई तपाईका साथीहरुलाई भन्दा बढी हर्षको तेलले अभिषेक गर्नु भएको छ.
He's anointed with the oil of gladness.
उहाँ हर्षको तेलले अभिषेक गरिनु भएको छ.
Above his fellows.
उहाँ चाहिँ आफ्ना साथीहरु भन्दा माथि अथवा बढी.
That means Jesus is the happiest person in the universe.
यसको माने येशु चाहिँ सारा विश्वमा उहाँ सबैभन्दा खुशी व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्छ.
That's God.
Right,
so the joy of the kingdom.
Right, so the joy of the kingdom.